Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, February 1st, and the week ahead. Well, folks, welcome to February, and a very, very busy first week of celebrations and festivities around the globe. And it started last week. Now, to begin with, last Wednesday, we had a new moon in sidereal Capricorn. That's a major event around the world. In China, it's celebrated as a new year, the Lunar New Year, the year of the wooden snake. In India, it's the first day of spring and the beginning of Maha Kumbh Mela, when devotees bathe in the sacred Ganges River to cleanse away the sins and sorrows of many lifetimes. It attracts up to 1.5 million pilgrims. Now, today, February 1st, is a day celebrated in India as the birthday of Ganesha, Lord Ganesha, the elephant-headed god who is the remover of all obstacles. Now, tomorrow the 2nd is another Indian celebration, one that only occurs every 144 years. It's called Vasant Panchami. It's a festival to honor the goddess Saraswati, who presides over our creativity and removes the ignorance, lethargy, and sluggishness from our lives. It's said to be a most auspicious day to begin new creative projects. Now, the 2nd is another part of a holiday in Ireland called St. Brigid's Day. Brigid, like Saraswati, presides over music, poetry, smithcraft, and healing, the idea being that the energy to express one's creativity is as healing an energy as there ever was. Who doesn't feel better after reading a good poem or listening to music? Now, February 2nd, also in the days of castles and kings, was celebrated as Candlemas. It marks the sun reaching the halfway point between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. What that means is that it's a celebration of the return to light. Winter is winding down. We're halfway through it. In 40 days, it'll be spring. So let's face it, we made it through a winter once again. Now let's get down to the zodiac. The big news is all the action in Pisces. Pisces is a Jupiter-ruled sign of mutable water and the sign of two fishes swimming in opposite directions. It's the energy of irrational optimism and hope, imagination, creativity, and higher love. The image of two fish swimming in opposite directions, symbolizing the two worlds, one of spirit and the other of matter. Now, for Pisces, there is often a feeling of not being at home in the material world. It's like a fish being out of water when it comes to navigating reality. But it's the best sign for living in a world of fantasy and imagination for the poet, the painter, the filmmaker, the lover, and the helpless romantic. As with all signs, there is a downside because Pisces can be all about escape from reality through addictions such as drugs, alcohol, and, well, whatever else you can be addicted to. So now Venus, the love planet, the art planet, just moved in. That's where Venus is exalted, where its highest energies are expressed. Venus in Pisces can make the imagination soar to new heights. It can be an energy that sees the divine in everything and everyone, where people fall in love with love. And there's more. Now Venus joins Neptune, the planet of ideals and illusion. Now, Venus-Neptune energy together can amplify the love vibe and be a real love bomb. But be careful, because Neptune can also cloud reality with delusion. You think it's love, but it's something that is a mimic, or maybe even a toxic mimic. Then to make things more interesting, Venus and Neptune collide with Rahu, the demon shadow planet. Rahu can bring a quality of insatiable obsession to these two energies. It's where desire can be overpowering, as if you're in the grip of something you just can't control. So beware of the power and the illusion of love with Venus, Neptune, and Rahu conjunct in Pisces. It's a very powerful combination. It can be higher love, the saintly kind, or it can be a love fraught with deception and deceit. Now, Pisces energy in the extreme can be religious or political fanaticism. It puts ideology ahead of humans, as in, let's burn a witch. Luckily, Jupiter casts an energy of protection and wisdom to the Pisces planet. So that may put some guardrails upon the excessive energies at play. Now, Jupiter turns direct on Tuesday. That's a big day, ending its retrograde motion in Taurus. And when Jupiter turns direct, it brings a renewed focus and brighter outlook. And we sure could use that. Now, elsewhere in the zodiac, Mars is retrograde in Gemini. That's good because it's moved away from its destructive swath through Cancer. And it's forming a harmonious trine with Saturn from Aquarius. Saturn will check Mars' impulsive and impetuous nature with patience and restraint. This Saturn-Mars combination is excellent for getting things done with clarity and focus. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.